All right. Let me go one more time. I think I got it this time. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Saturn V space shuttle. A GameCube. Jackie Chan. Fuck!
Fucking. And with that, we need to stop our Jackie Chan podcast.
That time I actually accidentally said Jackie Chan. Hello and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, the show that dives into the wreckage that is post-apocalyptia. This is episode 13. I'm your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
And your tech enthusiast, Declan.
Hey, buddy, how you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been very good.
There's a lot of stuff we got to talk about today.
There's a lot of stuff, you're right.
There's currently, as of the recording of this episode, there is a Fallout 76 event happening in West Virginia at...
I mean, hold on, you didn't say that right.
Sorry.
West Virginia!
It's currently happening at Greenbrier event. I'm not exactly sure what the Greenbrier building is. From what I understand, there's a vault there, or like a bunker of sorts.
Some kind of plot-relevant Fallout thing.
I've been trying to stay as blind as possible, but I also know this because everybody I follow, like Oxhorn and Maddie, please come on the podcast, there. And Pete Hines was, like, taking pictures there. And
yeah,
everyone was like, Pete Hines for president. But the Washington Post allegedly shared new Fallout 76 screenshots from the Greenbrier event. There's two of them. This is from Fallout 76 HQ on Twitter, which I think they were originally like Fallout 4 News, but they switched over for this game. So if you want to see, unless they were like, by the time of this episode comes out, they were like, hey, you got to take that down. You can go ahead and check it out. It's not
much. Yeah, I think that's wildly just a fucking bad move.
Yeah.
Like, someone's getting fired for that shit.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, that's like NDA shit broken.
Yeah.
Like, silence early access agreements out the door.
And that's why Bethesda put a... And it was like an NDA for Fallout 4 that you had to wait, like, or no, did they not release review copies or did they?
It's review copy, like gag order, like silence order. Most companies do them.
No, but with Fallout 4, either they didn't send out review copies, or games after they released Fallout 4 didn't get review copies, or if they had review copies, the NDA was like, you couldn't post to like the day of, which is totally cool, but...
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but it was something like, they didn't give out review copies. I don't know. Today's lore is about West Tech.
Okay, cool.
A defense contractor under employment of the U.S. was founded in 2002.
Excuse me?
Yeah, 2002. You remember where you were in 2002?
I was. I do remember where I was.
Where were you? I was in the first grade.
You were in the first grade? I was in the kindergarten.
Probably. They had two divisions, advanced weapons and biomedical science research.
Okay.
By 2069. Nice. They were the biggest private contractor of the U.S. government. Their biggest project was the T-51B power armor. And their second biggest project was the Pan-Immunity Viron project? I'm saying this wrong, and I know I'm saying this wrong. Otherwise known as PVP, and it was later known as the Forced Evolutionary Virus, or FEV.
And that's the kicker.
Yeah. By 2076, West Tech... Research facilities were secured by military confinement for fear of internal espionage and moved to the Mariposa military base. Human experiments continued. Several other experiments happened, as well as energy weapons and updating existing armors.
So they were the big gun guys.
Yeah, they made, and don't quote me, but if they didn't directly make any weapons, they sold off the parts that made the weapons.
Yeah, they were the ones that put all of the cool murder toys in the hands of the U.S. government.
Yeah, Yeah, they made, I mean, they made the power armor, so they probably made, like, combat armor, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them.
So I got a little bit of a timeline for the FEV virus. 2055, WestTech started to work on a new virus to kill the new plague. Now, the new plague, I'm not sure if it's canon, because the number one place it shows up in that most of the stuff was on here about was from Van Buren, the Fallout 3 that never happened.
Yeah.
So it says early for the new plague, early flu-like symptoms that then led to death 3 to 5 days later. Most people turn sterile.
I think it's a local dialect, whatever.
They turn sterile if they survived, and it might have been a chemical weapon made by the U.S. government or the shadow government of the Enclave. So, if I'm reading this correctly, what they wanted to do was they wanted to, and I think I have this written down, and if I do, I'm sorry if I'm reiterating, they wanted to give it to, they wanted to put the new plague in China so it would kill off people and then they couldn't breed.
Yeah, that's such a fucked up chemical weapon.
Oh yeah, I have it right here. Yeah, China became very aggressive with bioweapons. The U.S. government decided to do something on September 15th, 2077, work on the PVP or FEV. Sorry, not to cut you off, but yeah, that's like the Spartans. They were like, hey, we're not just going to punish you, we're going to punish your children and their children.
Yeah.
Or North Korea. If you say anything bad about the leader, it's not just you who gets in trouble, it's you and 5 generations of your family.
Yeah, that's just like,
that's fucked up.
Like, what a way to scare accountability.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah. So March of 2075, after a series of experiments on PvP, was later renamed to FEV, increased size, muscle density, and intelligence was mostly noted amongst test animals. Now, in Fallout 1 and 2, super mutants are not all stupid.
Quite the contrary.
They're actually very smart. Yeah. Some of them are stupid, but I think it has to do with the more radiation you have in your body. I could be wrong. Do not quote me on that. Because,
so the pure samples are better.
Yeah, because that's the whole point of Fallout 1, is once you meet the super mutants, they're like, oh, you're from a vault? People are untouched by radiation? The master wants to meet your vault.
And that's a big ouch.
So, alright. This goes out to anybody. I was actually having a conversation with Steven, friend of the show, about the Brotherhood of Steel, and he was trying to tell me that the Brotherhood of Steel started before the war, and I told him he was wrong. And this kind of, this makes me sound like an asshole, but validates myself. January 3rd of 2076, Colonel Robert Spindle was sent to WestTech to oversee the whole operation. Captain Roger Maxson was there with him.
This is Maxson number one.
There's, I want to say, I think 6 Maxsons. There's Roger Maxson, John Maxson, someone else, Jonathan Maxson, somebody else, and then Arthur Maxson. Arthur Maxson. I don't know why the hell that happened.
Our Citadel boy.
Yeah, and that's kind of where, like, the Elder Lions took over, because it was originally passed down, which is a whole other episode for another day.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was neat.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. So that was kind of the seed planted for a technologically based, like, unit.
Yeah, yes. And I don't think you meet Roger Maxson in Fallout 1. I think you meet his son Jonathan Maxson, if I'm correct. And I think he tells you a little bit about Mariposa. And I think he tells you about his dad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So October 2076, a large amount of progress made to the FEV. Military wanted to move it to an underground military supervision. Now, this is what I don't understand. January 7th, 2077, order that the FEV project be moved to the newly constructed Mariposa base. So, again, I went to a public school. I could have read this wrong. But I'm not...
The way that I parse that is, all right, so we have this cool base in Mariposa. Why don't we build another better one in Mariposa?
Maybe. That's where the Master and Harold originally met, and Harold got dumped into a fucking vat of FEV and became a tree, and then was alive for, like, 20 years. Our time.
Yeah.
200-something, almost 200 years game time.
Yeah, he's quite an old man.
But other than that, my friend...
That's what we have to say about West Tech?
That's the lore for the...
I mean, before we close the book on that, can we talk about the illustrious, the top of the rack T-51B armor?
Sure. Why do you want to talk about that?
Because it's West Tech's
stuff. Okay, okay.
And also, the way that you get it in Fallout 3 is really fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Give him a brief one, because I kind of wanted to go over this one, because I really like this quest.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, the quest is called Gotta Shoot Him in the Head.
Yep.
And you have to find these people throughout the Capital Wasteland that have keys to a specific bunker. And they're spread out amongst different factions and different different groups. And you basically have to kill them and get their bunker key so that you can go and unlock this secret section of a facility that has an experimental version of the T-51B, which in Fallout 3, I don't think I'm wrong here. I think it's one of the best power armor sets in the game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
If not the best, it's of the top three, because I think maybe the one from the pit might be better.
Oh, the tribal power armor?
Yeah, we should do an episode about the pit.
I could write a book about every tribal ingot. Power armor. Every ingot. I don't know if it was you, or if it was another kid that friend of the show.
Yeah.
And he was doing the pit like first, and I was like, I will help you with anything you need, and I like told him where to get the ingots.
It was definitely Chris.
Was it?
Yeah. I love the ingot quest. Some people hate it, but I love going and finding them every single time. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel good when I can get like 97% of them without help.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it sucks because then I'm on YouTube watching a video going, where the fuck is the last three?
Where's number three? Yeah. Cool. Oh, fuck. Yeah, we should talk about the pit sometime.
Yeah.
That's really fun. That's a fun one.
No, what's your favorite suit of power armor?
My favorite suit of power armor? I really like the Outcast power armor from...
No. I'm not 3. Saying just paint job. I'm saying like
oh, base like suit. Model?
Yeah.
So if we're not talking about paint jobs, probably the X-01.
Oh, really?
But only because in Fallout New Vegas, the X-01 power armor has a special called the Ganon Family Tesla armor, and it's fucking so cool.
Yeah, that is really tight.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, number two for me.
Yeah, I love the Tesla armor, the special Tesla armor from New Vegas.
I really like that in New Vegas they have it, and it's the old school Enclave.
Yeah,
and that's what I like about the X-01 and Fallout 4 is that it's the actual OG Fallout 2 armor.
Yeah, I think that is a really responsible callback.
Yeah, like I get why they did the X-02. I guess is what we're calling it now.
Wait, is there an X-02?
Yeah, the one that's in 3.
I guess that would be the logical way to name it.
I mean, I might have been a shoddy cast video back in the day. That said that was X-02, but I think that was just presuming, because why not?
Yeah, because it's different from the X-01, and we need something to call it.
Yeah, so. But I really like T-51.
T-51 is pretty classic.
I like that, and I also like T-45, because Fallout 3 was my first Fallout.
So it's the one on the box.
Yeah. And
I like how... I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're right. You're good. You go. Go.
But
if you do it again, I'll fucking kill you.
Good. The T-45 is the one that gets the Outcast paint job.
Yeah.
So I really just like how that looks. It looks so cool with the black and red.
Yeah. It's also the tribal power armor.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool about the tribal power armor?
It's got a route sign on it.
That and a Brahmin skull for a shoulder.
Yeah.
That and... not that I'm a sports person, but the color scheme of it is black and yellow, which is like the Steelers and I think the Penguins.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a little like nice nod to Pittsburgh, to Pennsylvania. Yeah. No, but I think for me it's 50 T-51, 45, X-01, and then 60 T-60. T-60 is cool, but it's just bulkier T-45.
Yeah, it's definitely cool, but it's. Just, yeah, it's just big. It's, like, not... It's not too special in... It's not super different. Where the T-45 was, like, this is what we want our power armor to look like for the Bethesda releases. This is our take on Power Armor.
Yeah, I don't know. I regardless, I love it. I don't care what looks like.
Honorable mention, I guess, to the Raider Power Armor. You did it, guys.
There's actually like, a piece of Raider armor that's like the best piece of Power Armor in Fallout 4.
Yeah, Tessa's Fist.
Yeah, I've been replaying like I told you. Let me tell you, I didn't know how fun unarmed is.
Is it? I've never played unarmed in Fallout 4.
Oh my god, dude. I got the Furious Power Fist. Ooh. You know that one that you gave to Kate?
Yeah.
That, and every time you hit somebody, it like does a significant amount more damage. So I'm just running up on fools like CJ from San Andreas and punching them like twice and they die. It's so... Oh my god, dude. It's so much fun. And like... The only thing that sucks is I can't wear power armor with it.
Yeah, which that's true.
I guess makes sense because you can upgrade the power armor so your unarmed does even more damage, which I'm totally making my character rock a fucking suit of armor with just punching people to death, like running them over and then punching them in the mouth. That's now, so much fun.
Let me propose the biggest crossover event in the history of ever.
Okay.
You get Lil Mac...
Oh.
In a suit of power armor with the Furious Power Fist.
Oh my god.
You just see someone lunging from like 60 feet away and bam, no, right in the skull.
Pack. Use the jetpack.
Just oof. And he's just like flying. He flies a million miles an hour and bursts you into a puddle.
Oh my god. But like you have to have Bloody Mess maxed out.
Oh yeah.
So you just hit people and people in the next town over explode.
Yeah.
Wow.
That might be physics breaking.
Probably. No, that's it's super fun. I don't remember what I was getting at with that, but it's super fun to play an unarmed character. I'm having so much fun with it that I'm upset that I missed out on the Power Fist statue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like I got the Pip-Boy and I got the cookbook and I got the fucking the helmet. I got
the power armor edition. Yeah.
So I'm not like, but at the same time, I'm like, damn, that would have been so cool to have on my shelf.
Yeah, or to have on your body.
Yeah. 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 So cool. I got a couple questions for you, Declan.
Sure.
A couple hypotheticals for you. Though this could be a little all fun. Right.
Hit me with the hype.
Now this is hold on, it's not working. Or is it working? Oh, it is working. Would you rather forget who you were or would you forget who everyone else was?
These sound like some goat ass questions. Huh. Do I need to say why or just give an answer?
Yes.
Gonna sound a little narcissistic, but I'd probably forget everyone and know myself.
Really?
Because I've worked so long to like really come to a place mentally where I love myself and like I.
Damn, that's some real fucking growth right there. God damn! First question, you already hit me with the truth.
And like, I think that I've really found who I am like within the past like 2 years.
Really?
And I'm really proud of that growth, and I feel like it'd be irresponsible to throw that away. I know that I. As a who I am, I know that I can make connections with people.
Huh.
What about you?
I don't know. I kind of feel like what I'm going to say now is going to lack depth and kind of be the fucking shithead answer.
No, tell me. I'm curious.
I was going to say forget who everyone else is, because if I forget who I am but I remember everybody else, I'm just going to be constantly going, who am I? What do I like? Because then what if I don't like things that I like?
Yeah.
Like, I have this whole shelf of Fallout stuff. What if, like, new me is like, yeah, I'm not into this.
Man, like, man, past self really wasted a lot of money.
Yeah, like, I was going to say learn every... But then at the same time, I could learn that I don't like my friends, which, this is a hypothetical. It's a double-edged sword of a question.
Oh, of course. There's no right answer. Man. That's kind of real right off the bat. Do you have any more fun-ish questions?
Fucking sure. let me try to skim through these. Would you rather get uglier or dumber?
Looks aren't everything. So I'd rather keep my mental acuity. I don't even know if that's a real word. So obviously I picked dumber in a past life.
So you'd rather be... Wait, so... Oh, wait, so you're saying you'd rather get uglier?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I can paint on a face.
I don't know, I think I'd rather get dumber. I mean, this implies that you get dumber and you get better looking.
Yeah, one doesn't imply the other.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, would you rather get uglier or dumber? Like, if it's would I rather get dumber or if it's if there's no trade-off, I'd rather get uglier. But if it's the trade-off of would you rather get uglier and smarter or dumber and uglier? Wait.
I mean, let's devil's advocate ourselves.
Okay.
If I chose to get more attractive but dumber,
uh-huh.
Maybe I can finally get a sugar daddy. Like, just full stop. I don't need to be smart and get a good job because someone will just pay for it.
Yeah.
What about you? Do your opposite.
I don't fucking. I'd rather get better looking and stupid.
Now it doesn't. The question didn't say stupid.
Dumber. Like you're okay. Well, yeah. And then if we're gonna fucking play that game, then we could say like, oh, well, it doesn't say how dumb you're gonna get. Your IQ can only drop 2 points. Like, yeah, but yeah. Does my fucking cheekbones only stand out a little bit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the cutoff?
There needs to be a metric for which it's judged.
Yeah, this is a shitty question.
Yeah.
Fuck you, hypotheticals.com. You find a book and begin to read, only to discover that it's a book about your life. You get to the point that you are at right now. Do you turn the page knowing that you will not be able to change any of the events and everything you're about to read will come true?
So, this is a big question to unpack.
Yeah, I didn't want to ask this one after we got real fucking serious real fucking fast.
So, there's, like, multiple ways that you can, like, parse this question.
Okay.
And I would personally, my ideal answer is I would close the book immediately.
Really?
Because I feel like you shouldn't have to worry too much about what's going on or, like, what's just up ahead. I feel like you should allow for a little bit of spontaneousness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes things more interesting.
Yeah.
But I know me, and I'd probably read 2 pages and then stop.
Really?
Because I really like knowing what's just on the forefront, but not over the horizon.
Huh.
So I know I probably wouldn't be able to pass up just a little bit.
See, I'd like to think that I would get to, like say it's right now. It's like he's recording a podcast and asking about the very thing that's happening. I'd be like, all right, hold on. I want to see what's going to happen in, like, a week. And then I'd burn the book.
Definitely get rid of it. I would definitely kill the book.
There's
but, like, the act of starting the book is damning.
What do you mean?
Because what if the page in which you are reading about the current moment, what if there's only, like, 20 pages left?
Oh, fuck, that's a fucking dark thought. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, like, what if you're, like, close to the end and you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I didn't even have to read anymore to know that it's ending soon.
Is this a trilogy? Please tell me it's a trilogy.
Please tell me it's a trilogy.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. The book existing is already damning enough. That is, unless if you stop, by the question posed, that you can change the future if you don't read those pages, you can assume that you can extend your life beyond where the book ends.
Oh, shit. So right? What you're saying is, like, the page you read about right now, if you're recording this podcast, is the last page.
If you read
page,
past it.
And then tomorrow there's a new page.
Oh, maybe.
That's
I didn't
what
even
you
think
were
about
saying?
That. No. I was saying that, say there's 20 pages left, and you're on the page that is
today.
No,
I got that, because I was going to say that the question was not worded like that, but yeah, no, I didn't think of that.
If I close the book now, then I still have enough time to change those last 20 pages to make it maybe a last 40 pages, you know?
Fucking A.
But if you finish the book, that's just how it goes. It ends where it ends.
Damn, Kate, wow.
You brought some questions to a brain fight. Let's go. Give me another
okay,
one.
Okay, let's do a little tamer one. If it always had to be nighttime or always had to be daytime, which would you choose and why?
Daytime, even though I like the night better.
Okay.
Because we literally will, like, go crazy without the sun. Like, from a mental level, we need the sun. From a everything needs the sun to photosynthesize, we need the sun.
Okay, but I think this is kind of saying, like, it's always nighttime, but shit's still going to happen. Like, the rooster's still going to crow in the morning, even though it's night. You know what I mean?
So
shit's still going to grow.
If plants, like, still actually function properly,
yeah,
and I can still get enough vitamin D and vitamin C to, like, not go crazy.
Just get a sunny D, you're fine.
Yeah, just get a sunny D. Then I would choose night. I think having it generally cooler, like a nice breeze, is, like, really nice. A good old, like a 1 a.m. walk. It's fucking nice.
When was the last time you went on a 1 a.m. nice walk? It's fucking night. Yo, rest in peace, Young King Dave. Let's get a moment of silence. Smoking big doinks
in the afterlife.
I like how we both went to big doinks right away. No, I definitely would pick nighttime. Just because
I'm a night person.
Yeah. I say, oh, because nighttime has no expectation and nothing matters at night, but like it's just so much more relaxing. But at the same time, then everyone would be working.
Working at night.
So yeah. Like if it was a perpetual
turn into just Blade Runner.
Haha, yeah. If it was just fucking like 11, if it was always like 11:30 to like 4 in the morning, because you know how like it'll get so late and you're like, I just need to go to bed. Like this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah,
I've been up for 3 days.
That happens at precisely 3:38. It's too late when you pass 3:38. No, that's just how I mentally parse it.
No, like, I know, but
I can still be like. I can still be having a party at 3 a.m. Like, yeah, I'm up late.
38 like, minutes later, though, everything 38
minutes later, I'm
fucking...
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Really?
Yeah, like, because I know that if I get to 4 a.m., I'm just like, oh, God, it's 4 a.m. So I need to have enough time to, like, lay down and, like, use the restroom before bed.
Huh, because I would think, like, 4 o'clock is like, that's it. You're officially up with the alcoholics and the drug addicts. And the unemployed. Go to bed.
Yeah. Like... I give myself another, like, 12 minutes to get ready.
So by 4:12, you need to be in bed.
No, I get ready at 3:38 so that I'm in bed by 4.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, here's another one, then. This one might be a little fucking, little hefty for you.
Okay.
Would you rather be deaf or blind, and why?
Deaf.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
For a multitude of reasons. For anyone that doesn't know, I go to a school that has a very large percentage of deaf and hard of hearing people.
What's your address?
123 Street Street.
What's your social? What's your blood type? What's your mother's maiden name? What's the three numbers on the back of your credit card?
7. Let's continue. But yeah, there's a really large population of deaf and hard of hearing students at my school. So I interact with people that are deaf and hard of hearing basically on the daily, and everyone is just freaking normal. Deaf and hard of hearing people are normal people, and I can see that they
are. You saying the blind really aren't?
No, it's not that. I just don't have the personal experience to see what their lives are like.
Yeah. I'm just someone who's blind.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like from my heart of hearts, this is just my perspective.
All right. Don't. Yeah.
I'm not. But I know that I would be comfortable like learning ASL and just being a part of that community. Like I've already done like steps to try. Like I know a little bit of ASL.
Can you give me a little bit?
Yeah, here. This is my favorite sign. I'll actually teach you how to do it
now.
All right,
cool.
But at least locally, and ASL is not universal. It's
really?
Like, it's mostly universal, but there are, like, local flares that differ from even, like, the next town over. But
really?
It's like an accent. Area, yeah, basically.
Wow.
It's like having a New York
That's
accent.
So cool.
The sign for yeet. So the sign for yeet, it's, like, one of my favorite signs, at least for my local area.
Yeah.
You would make a Y with your hand.
Okay.
And hold it up as if you're giving, like, a thumbs up to someone, like, close to your head. And then you... throw your hand out as if you're throwing a baseball, and when your hand reaches the position of being, like, straight out, you change the Y to a T. So it's as if you're, like, throwing the Y into a T.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's such a fun sign to do. I also know the sign for big facts. That's a good one.
What's that one?
So you would take your hands, like, in front of you and, like, expand it as if you're, like, something was exploding, like you were doing a motion for that.
Like,
so that's... Yeah, that's like enlarge to make big. That's big. And then fax is the letter, the finger spelling for F. So you take it in your one hand, you make an F, and you put it on your other hand as if it's on a piece of paper. And that's fax.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also picked up big mood, which I don't know how to really explain the sign for mood. Just look it up. But it's like big, and then you do the sign for mood.
That's so good.
Yeah, those are like some of the fun ones.
I know how to say bacon.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
And poop is this.
Oh, I've actually never seen that
before. Really?
Yeah.
I saw Michael J. Fox on an episode of Scrubs do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, like, I know, like, basic phrases and stuff. So, like,
yeah.
I know that if it were, like, a snap of a finger and my life instantly changed, that's the one I would like to choose to change into, because I already have that little bit of, like, grease on the wheels, you know?
See, I would pick blind.
Well, you like music too much. But a lot of people that are deaf experience music, like, in crazy ways.
Oh, dude, hip-hop is huge amongst the deaf because of the bass.
The bass line is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, how are you gonna make fun of someone's choice? Like, I would never listen to, like Hobson. But if Hobson has great bass, like, what are you gonna be like, what are you, fucking deaf? Like, yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
A lot of concerts have interpreters, too.
Did you ever see that video of Waka Flocka rapping?
Yeah.
He's doing Hard in the Paint, and the lady's signing, and he thinks she's dancing, and he goes over and starts dancing with her, and she's, like, not into it, and he's just like,
she just,
fuck.
You can see her holding it back, like she wants to laugh, but she's just like, this guy's so fucking stupid.
But I would pick blind because, yes, I enjoy music very much so, but at the same time, you get to experience the world for what it is. You get to hear things for what they are. You get to experience nature. You get to hear it. Like, if you know how they always say, like, if you knock one sense out, all the other senses get more powerful?
Yeah, or at least there's some kind of augmentation there.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you meet somebody and you just automatically hear the bullshit.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Like, you'd automatically just see you'd automatically hear the good in people.
But if you were deaf, you can see the douchebag walking at you from a mile away. So, like,
no,
it's the same trade-off, yeah.
No, it is a trade-off, but I'm saying there's what I'm saying is that looks are not important. And even though I sound like a scumbag, because I just said I'd rather get dumber and better looking, the Fantastic Four, the Thing's, I think, girlfriend is a blind woman, and she loves him for who he is. And if it's not his girlfriend, it's like his best friend. She loves him for who he is because he hates himself because he's the Thing now, and she sees him as this beautiful, compassionate being. So, like, I think I would I don't want to say lower my standards for people, but, like, lower
it
my standards of
changes
company.
The expectation. It lowers it lowers the snap judgment and that snap expectation that you have based on just someone's appearance. You literally cannot judge a book by its cover.
No. I can't see the book.
Yeah. You can feel it.
Yeah.
My sister actually is learning Braille right now.
Is she? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I used to know a little bit of Braille because of the Pokemon games.
Really?
Yeah, Ruby and Sapphire, when you went to go find the Regis. Or the Regis, or however the fuck.
Yeah, the Regis. Is that in Braille?
Yeah, the whole thing's in Braille.
I just thought it was some kind of cryptology.
What's up?
I thought that was just in some kind of, like, crypto language.
No, it's all Braille.
It's actually Braille? That's awesome.
Yeah, so it would be... which, first off, hold on. While we're talking about Braille, why do my keys have fucking Braille on them?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, I swear to God, my keys... I jingle, jangle, jangle. This is now the Atomic Radio Hour ASMR channel. My keys, yeah, for, like, lock, there's, like, bumps on the lock, and then, I mean, I guess maybe it's not Braille, because there's bumps on one and the other one's smooth, but still, like, I can't just look at my keys and go, oh, that's the lock.
Are you talking about how, like, the actual key portion of the key is oddly shaped, the part that gets inserted in the door?
No, the button that says lock on my keys.
Oh, so that when your keys are in your pocket, you know that the one that has, like, two bumps on it is the unlock, dude.
Get the fuck out of here. No way. That can't just be the only reason.
It's the same reason that F and J on your keyboard, on your desk right now, have the bumps on it for home row.
Yeah, why are the blind typing?
It's not for the blind. It's so that you can not look at your keyboard while you're typing. Because your pointer fingers are supposed to be on the F and the J for home row.
I have been typing on a keyboard since I was... fucking a little boy, a little tiny person, and I have never once been typing and go, oh yeah, you feel that F and J key?
Yeah, but, like, think about it. We've grown up with computers since we've been really young, but for people that had to learn how to type properly, that was essential.
Adapt or die.
That's the point. It was a method of adapting.
I guess you're right. I don't know. I just, the first, like, I went ziplining once, and they made us wear helmets, and we're fucking ziplining over almost a mile across, and we're, like, 200 feet up, and I'm like, why am I wearing a helmet? You know what I mean? It's just things that I think are just so silly. Like, bright, like, fucking...
Most of it's like, just up to legal.
No, I know, but you can't take your keys out of your pocket and go, oh, that's lock.
I mean, you can.
I don't know. I was just sitting there like... Like, someone once told me, and but I think know for this someone is a
that,
lie.
Think for someone that is blind. They have to... If they have to unlock the car for their friend to drive, they know that the one with two bumps is unlocked.
I guess. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, like, it's just multiple layers of accessibility.
Like, you know how the road has bumps in it? Like, you'll hit, like, the strip, and it'll be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, for, like, when you're tired, or being an asshole.
Yeah. Someone once told me that was for blind people to drive.
Oh my god!
And I was, like, 12, and I went, really? And they were like, no, you fucking moron.
That's ridiculous.
So, here's another question for you.
Okay.
What historic figure would you like... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Let me reread that. What historic figure would make the worst ghost to be haunted by? And I'm going to add something to that. What historical figure would you like to be haunted by in, like, a friendly Casper the Ghost type of way?
That's a interesting one. Who would be the worst? Can you answer first? I've answered first for the last couple.
You know, I kind of want to be, like, go with the generic route and be like, oh, Hitler. Because you'd be like, he'd be like, oh, I don't like the Jewish people. And I'd be like, Hitler, I'm in a fucking Costco.
Yeah.
Can you leave me alone for 10 minutes? I'm just trying to get some fucking mini croissants in bulk. Like, that's just... imagine going... Like, even Mussolini would be just as bad.
Yeah.
Like Castro. Like, I automatically go to these people, but, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of someone with, like, a really annoying voice. Oh, I keep thinking of people that aren't dead yet. Like, imagine being haunted by Woody Allen.
That would be so fucking funny for 5 minutes.
And I really hope I didn't just kill Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah. Woody Allen, please come on the podcast.
But imagine just like you're walking around town and there's just like Woody Allen's ghost, like, you know, I just, it's not clean anymore. I just, socialism, like, it would just be so fucking, it would be so annoying. And every once in a while, I feel like you'd have the best one-liner and then it would be like, oh, this is so worth it.
You'd just be on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be inconvenient 80% of the time.
Yeah. You'd be at, like, a family gathering. He's like, I don't know, it's a lot of pork. I'd be like, Woody, it's fucking Thanksgiving. Just eat the ham. Like, I don't know. You know, I kind of grew up in a certain way. That's my really shitty Woody Allen. Sorry, everybody at home.
I don't know. I mean, this is a hard one because I would assume, like, honestly, having anyone famous would suck. And having anyone from, like, before 1960s would suck.
Why?
I'm going to explain. So anyone famous... Have you ever heard the John Mulaney bit about how Mick Jagger was just the fucking... Or Ozzy... Was it Ozzy Osbourne or Mick Jagger? I forget. But they were just the fucking worst.
No, I don't remember this.
It was on the new Netflix special.
Impossible Kid or Kid Gorgeous?
The one in Radio City.
Okay.
And he was like... Yeah, so I worked... He worked as a writer for SNL for years. And he was like... Yeah,
Ozzy? I would... No, I'm joking. No, I know it's...
And he'd, like, I would write these skits and try to, like, gauge the feedback from the guests. And they would be, like, just, like, basically demigods. Like, they didn't have to give a fuck. Like, they could treat people like trash. And they can say, someone, water. And then someone would appear with water. Like, they could be the worst if they wanted to. So I feel like having someone that was famous to be your... undead companion would suck because they would just expect so much and not want to live a mundane life that they would just be in the way and just be like bitchy and annoying the entire time.
You're just trying to wash your clothes and like Marilyn Monroe's like, let's do coke. It's like, no, Marilyn, it's like, stop.
No, Marilyn. I have to take a fucking comp sci exam. It's like,
you don't think JFK would be fun to hang around with?
I don't know. I mean, I just, like, would put a ban on all politicians, ever.
Yeah. He'd be like, why aren't you voting? Be like, no, I don't have time.
No, you have... No, I would... He'd be like, thank you for voting.
Welcome to the Bad Impressions Podcast.
Register to vote, kids.
I'm trying to think. Who would be someone terrible?
All right, so beyond someone terrible, someone good... would be, I would love for it to be someone that grew up with an entirely different culture, like somewhere around the world, Even if they didn't,
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, like, well, not even someone famous, just anyone. Anyone's fucking, well, like, abuela.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
That shit would be amazing. I would experience a, even if I can't communicate with them, like, in English, I would be able to experience someone's way of life vicariously, and I think that'd be so interesting.
Yeah, but, like...
I come home from classes, and there's, on the sticky note, is, like, how to make the best empanadas ever. Like, thanks.
Oh, why? She makes the best empanadas because she's Spanish?
Yes, that's a fact. I said abuela very clearly.
No, I know. I was here. I heard you.
Because I think that'd be such an interesting thing, even if it was just a regular person. Just yeah, no but, famous.
Okay, say you got a regular person and say, like, we grew up on the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
So say you wanted the experience of someone from the West Coast, but, like, in the 40s.
Okay.
Like, how do you know you
so
wouldn't
LA
get
Noir.
The...
So LA Noir.
Okay, yeah. How do you know you wouldn't just get somebody and you'd be, like, walking through and they'd be like, a lot of blacks around here. Like.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're kind of right. That's why I put my cap on 60s and after, because that's Flower Child area.
Oh, come on. Like, people still aren't racist.
People still are racist.
I don't care what color the president is. White, black, fucking orange. I don't give a damn. People still hate people for the color of their skin.
Oh, yeah, and it's sickening. It's disgusting.
It's just like, how do you know you're not going to get, like I said, like Hitler. Like, how do you know you're not going to be in the fucking, in a safe way? And just be like, I just need to pick up toilet paper. I don't care about gypsies. Like, just fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is gypsies offensive?
I
don't know. Like, I feel like someone who would be really, really cool to hang around with would be, like, Einstein.
Would be who?
Einstein. Or even Stephen Hawking. He's dead now, so I could say him.
Yeah, I feel like...
No, I got it.
All right.
I got the best one.
Hit me with it.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. I'm into
For
that.
A multitude of reasons. One being that we kind of, like, grew up with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And he was still really fucking funny.
And he was, like, he was really funny, and he was also, like, overwhelmingly a decent dude.
Yeah.
Like, he did, like, so much just to help people and just wanted people to be happy. And, like, I need that in my life.
I'd want to be, well, yeah, but at the same time, he was really unhappy. Like, he killed himself.
Yeah.
But, like, let's just say that he's dead and none of that shit exists, and he's just happy, happy, happy all the time.
Yeah.
Like, imagine watching, like, reruns of Mork and Mindy or Aladdin with him as a ghost, and he's like, yeah, this is what this happened, and originally that line wasn't going to be in there, but they liked it. Like, you know, they recorded, like, 300 hours of audio for Aladdin, for the genie.
Yeah.
They could have made, like, another 200 and change movies.
Because he was so fucking amazing off the rails for the genie that he was just incredible.
Yeah.
Like, no, it would literally be within, it would literally be living with the genie.
Yeah. Oh, fucking what? I didn't even think of it like that.
Yeah.
Wow. But, like, I would say the same thing about Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is fucking hilarious, but have you seen anything about that man recently?
No, I haven't.
He knows some shit that we don't know.
Really?
Like, he is so, I don't want to say depressed, because he doesn't look or sound depressed, but he's just, like, everything's very matter of fact.
He's got his third eye opened.
Yeah, like, wide fuck. Did you ever see the thing with him at the gala? And the girl's like, what's up, Jim? Why are you here? You need a date? I'll be your date. He's like, nah, I just wanted to get dressed up and go to the fucking stupidest event in all of Hollywood. He's like, what does it mean to honor an icon? The fuck is an icon? And she's, like, getting offended with him. And he's like, no, this is dumb, and you're dumb for being a part of it. I mean, he doesn't say that, but that's, like, the way she starts taking it.
Yeah.
He's another person that I think highly of in a weird way, because I don't know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, never meet your heroes, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, move on to another one. Give me another one.
Let me find a good one. Let me get rid of this question.
This is probably going to be our last one before we put in our holotape, just so All right. You know. Make it a
fuck.
Juicy one.
Okay, so there's three of them. I'm going to let you choose which one you want, then.
All right.
If you could learn any skill in the world without trying, like you just... And you know it. What skill would it be? Next one. If you can go back to any age you want for a month, what age would you choose? And the third one is, if you had to travel 100 years in the past or 100 years into the future, which would you choose and why?
All right, the first one.
If you could learn any skill in the world without trying, why?
I think that's interesting.
All right, I'm going to keep all this in. Why?
Because, well, I'm gonna basically default to that one because the other two sucked.
Oh, fuck, really? You think so?
Not that they sucked, but, like, they suck in comparison. Let me tell you why. I think I'm living my best life right now. Don't want to change to a different age. Done with that one. I would not want to go into the past because of, like, it just not, like, think about what we're dropping in at 1918. There's some wild shit going on.
Yeah, but like, it's not like you live there for the rest of your life. It's just like, hey, I'm visiting real quick.
I mean,
have you
maybe.
Met my cousin? He's from the future. Like,
yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess I would do that. Going into the future, we very well could not have a planet at that point, so I'm fuck that.
In 100 years, you don't think we're going to have a planet.
Do you know how much we fucked the environment?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Elon Musk is trying to get us to Mars. We're going to be fine.
But, yeah, I just don't really...
So you're telling me you don't want to be 7 years old, sitting on your couch, your mom telling you about how you're going to start school, or I don't know, fucking 6 years old, how you're going to start school next year, watching Zaboomafoo, and she gives you a fucking grilled cheese sandwich with the crust cut off, a cup of tomato soup, and goldfish crackers to dunk around in that motherfucker while you watch Zaboomafoo? Get the fuck out of here. Come on, you wouldn't want to do that for a month?
No, I just don't romanticize my childhood.
Really? That's the last time you didn't have to worry about shit. The only thing you have to worry about is, did I not shit myself today? And did I miss that rerun of Rugrats?
Yeah, that doesn't seem appealing to me.
Fucking really? Sit around and do nothing but color? Take a nap? Son, tell me you don't want to take a fucking nap right now.
I took a nap earlier.
Yeah, and you didn't want to go back? I wake up and my first thought is, I can't wait to do that again.
I mean, I just... It doesn't seem appealing to me.
I
would rather, if these were my three options, I would totally pick a skill, an immediate skill.
I mean, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, because you were like, the other two suck. I was like, I thought those had merit.
They don't, I probably was a little bit too hostile because I really wanted to answer the first one. But,
all right, well, answer the first one. I don't know what you're stalling for.
Okay, you just wanted to have a well-rounded discussion. For a skill, I have like a decent like pick of a bunch of skills. That I would probably want to do. My one would be to be perfectly, like, 100% competent in the programming language C++, because it's fucking hard, and I'm learning it now, and it's one of the most widely used and important programming languages to know as a software developer, and it's insanely complex, and can be used for so many things, and being able to snap my fingers and know how to do that opens me up to every software job ever. So I would have that. A backup would be a master electrician, because I will always have work forever. And another skill would be, I didn't think of a third one.
You didn't have to pick three.
Oh yeah, I know. I just felt like three was a well-rounded thing to pick. Oh, I know my third one, to be perfectly like a master at playing piano. In fact, that might even be two or one. I can learn how to program, but I'm like, it takes years of mastery to master piano.
The piano, yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Huh. I want to get really good at building Legos.
I mean, you're already pretty good at it.
I mean, I follow instructions.
Yeah, so you want to be able to homebrew.
That was kind of like a joke answer. But no, I think it'd be cool to just have like, because I just like building stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think just putting something together and, like, I like following directions and putting something together. Like, that's what I'm so excited about the Pip-Boy that I bought, is that I'm just going to put something together. Like, as dumb as that sounds, just the satisfaction of this part goes here, and that part goes there, and this interacts with this like this is just so fucking satisfying.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know why. It's just, it's like counting change.
Yeah.
Like, no, you know what I wish I could get really good at? Looking at a jar of something and go, there's 43 things in there. Like,
at the power of estimation?
Yeah. Like, because think about how convenient that would be. It'd be like, hey, what time do you think you're going to get there? 3:49. And you're there at 3:49.
Like, that's fucking insane.
Like, I think that's like a very practical. Like, yeah.
That's very practical.
Code and learning how to fucking be an electrician and learning Spanish or how to play the piano at a master level is great. But like, imagine just being always on time.
Yeah. That's
I'm not trying to put you down. I'm sorry if that's what it sounds
no,
like.
No. I'm just trying to consider that as an option.
Like, just estimating how much time things are going to take. Like, have you ever had one of Vince's cookies? They're fucking perfect. I don't know. He just bakes them for, like, the right amount of time or something. I have no clue. Like, I don't know. There's just... Being on time is one of those things that's very,
universal.
Underrated. Well, yeah, that too. I mean, obviously, I would go to like, oh, I'd love to master human language and understand every language that's still alive today. But like, that's a tall order. That's kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to learn Spanish just because that's the second most used language in our country.
It's the most used language in the world. If I had to pick one language to be perfectly fluent in, aside from English, it would be Spanish.
Wait, when the fuck did Spanish become the second biggest language?
It's the biggest language in the world.
When?
You have to
know how to speak English to be a pilot.
Within the past, decade.
No fucking way. Really? Why?
Because the amount of the world's population that speaks Spanish has exceeded the world population that speaks English exclusively.
Hot fuck. I didn't know that.
Also, it's a language that... I can talk about Spanish forever. It's a language that makes sense, like, so much more than English. Like, a high percentage of the time. A very clear structure for, like, how you have nouns and how you conjugate, forms of verbs and stuff. And it just makes so much goddamn sense where... Like, in English, tooth is to teeth as moose is to meath.
Yeah.
Like nothing makes sense. This is an anarchy language. English goes into the back alley of other languages, beats them up, and takes the parts it likes.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again?
English is a language that goes into back alleys, beats up other languages, and takes out the parts it likes. It's just the fucking worst. And I'm so glad that I have it as my primary language, because I know that I can only get better languages from here. If I, like, started off with, like, Spanish or German and had to learn English, that sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Because English is Calvin Ball for your mouth.
Is what?
Calvin Ball for your mouth.
I don't know what that is.
Calvin Ball is like baseball with no rules.
When the fuck was... First, Spanish is the number one language in America, and now we just change baseball. Who the fuck is Calvin?
I don't fucking know. I just know, like, Calvin Ball. It's like a thing. It's a sport. It's like a made-up sport. Anyway, sorry. That was my Spanish podcast tangent.
That's... Hey, power to you.
Yeah. What would yours be for a language?
My language? I don't know. Probably Mandarin.
Mandarin's pretty dope.
Just because China's huge.
Yeah, one of the biggest populations in the world.
All the fuck over.
Yeah, that's like a in my top five languages if I had to pick.
Alright, top five languages of all time, go.
What you want, or like what? Like ones that you would like.
Top five languages of all time.
By how good they are, or ones that you want?
Top five languages of all time.
Fuck, this is hard. Easily.
Okay.
Latin, Spanish, German, English, Mandarin. And if ASL counts, then I swap out German for it.
Take a bow. That was beautiful.
All right.
Top five stepdad names for stepkids. Go.
Sport. Champ. Bud. Champ. Did I say champ already?
You said champ already.
Pal.
You said pal.
Fuck.
You said sport, bud, champ, pal. Chief.
Chief. Oh, chief. Is this like speed round?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something fast. Top five ways to prepare a chicken.
Breaded, grilled, fried. There's no other options.
Yes, there is. There's types.
Fuck.
I was thinking like baked.
Marinated.
That's four. Yeah, like lemon chicken.
I thought you were talking general
cooking
style.
Okay, name five things that aren't Jackie Chan. You ready?
Yes.
I'll go first. Sock.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were going to jump in.
Oh, I thought you were going to do them in order.
All right. You ready? A sock, Chewbacca, Samuel Jackson, a cell phone, Jackie Chan. Fuck,
you got Jackie Chan. All right, let me try. Stickers.
All right.
Bubble tea.
Okay.
Note card.
Uh-huh.
Jackie Chan.
Fuck. All right, let me go one more time. I think I got it this time. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, the Saturn V space shuttle, a GameCube, Jackie Chan. Fuck!
Fucking... And with that, we need to stop our Jackie Chan podcast.
That time I actually accidentally said Jackie Chan.
Really? Did you actually fuck it up? All right, guys. If you want our intro music, you can get it at silvermansounds.com/freemusic/you already know it. It's by Shane Ivers. We love him.
No, give him the whole thing. Don't All fucking... Right. Don't fucking chill Shane Ivers like that. That man's fine. A saint.
All right, so it's silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster.
One more time.
Oh, no, why? It's really long.
Do it again.
Fuck. So if you want our intro music, it is silvermansounds.com/freemusic/Shane Ivers. That's the wrong one. See? I'm fucking it up. There's going to be a Jackie Chan in the next one. So silvermansounds.com/freemusic/Jackie Chan.
All right, give me the real thing.
All right, silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Where can they find you on Twitter?
Me?
Yes.
You could find me on Twitter at TheBuggins. That's at @_Buggins. At TheBuggins. What about yourself, Declan?
I am at @Declan_Bean on the Twitter space.
Awesome. And if you'd like to follow the show, you can follow the show at
Atomic Radio Hour.
One more time, that's at
Atomic Radio Hour.
At Atomic Radio Hour. Now, speaking of the Twitter handle, I went to a GameStop recently because I went with a friend so he can pre-order 76. They gave him a sticker, and I went, yo, why the fuck didn't I get a sticker? And the dude there, shout out to Landon, he's the dude at our local GameStop. Landon was like, you want one? I got a big stack. And I was like, hell yeah. So he gave me a bunch, and we're gonna do a giveaway.
Yeah, if you're still here, you're eligible for a giveaway.
So all you have to do is I'm going to tweet out a picture on the Atomic Radio Hour Twitter. All you have to do is retweet the picture of the stickers, and it'll have the instructions on the tweet with the picture. Yeah. It'll say, like, retweet this picture with a comment. So retweet the picture with a comment, and the comment has to be what you're looking forward to the most in Fallout 76. And I got three stickers.
Talk about those submissions maybe next time.
No, let's keep it going for a little longer than that. Let's do a few weeks.
At some point, we will cover the winning answer.
Yeah. We'll do it live on the show, even though this is heavily edited and processed for a later date.
Yeah, not live at all.
Not live at all. Do you want to say anything else before we go, Declan?
I would like to say, take care of yourself. Get a good night's rest tonight.
Hey, drink some water. Stay hydrated.
Drink more water, or you might die.
That's a fact.
And without further ado, here's our thing for the week.
Here's a thing. I never know how to end these fucking episodes, dude. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. It's just a miserable fucking... I don't even know. Are they still here? Are they gone? Are they coming back?
I don't know.
Who knows? Oh, we're on Spotify!
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. If you want to listen to Atomic Radio Hour...
On the go!
You can listen to it on Spotify right now. We are working on getting our backlog uploaded on Spotify, so it's going to take a little bit of time. But once we have everything updated, you're going to be able to listen to us on the go when we publish.
Cool.
And goody for you guys. We always publish on a Saturday morning, but all the editing happens on Thursdays and Fridays, so you might even get a few hours of a jump on the regular upload.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Say goodbye, Declan.
Goodbye, Declan.
Hey, everybody. Wear a seatbelt. Be safe. Text your mother and tell her you got home safely. All right, bye.
Life. Institution. Sample. Analysis. Vault-Tex in-house AI. Monthly analysis number 14. The subjects of Vault 39 have had no further movement towards accomplishing any form of reclamation. Under direct orders from Vault Tech, if anyone was to show any form of insubordination of any caliber, they were to be dealt with in a quick and subtle fashion. After a dispute over the sweet rolls in the dining area, 38, Vault dwellers had to be expunged from further analysis of any Vault Tech operation. 9. Of the children in the vault got into an argument about a Unstoppables comic book, issue number 108, The Rise of the Menace in Red. Vault dwellers had to be expunged from further analysis of any Vault Tech operation. Happy birthday, day. After two mothers had given birth to a beautiful boy and girl, they continued to cry and fuss after the Vault Tech recommended 3 warnings for youth 36 months and under. Vault dwellers had to be expunged from further analysis of any Vault Tech operation. Current population of Vault 1.4333333333, repeating of course. Current chances of achieving any form of a utopian society, 97.6667%.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.